I think we
that's a hello. How are you?
Everything.
Call to order. Newcastle County Council meeting February 24th, 2015, 6:30, City Council, County Chambers. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Bullock.
Here.
Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Ms. Miller.
Here.
Mr. Holland.
Here.
Mr. Patrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Greta.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Baggett.
Here.
Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Mr. Carville, Carville 13, present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I approve of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting February 10th, 2015?
Motion to approve is distributed.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. The minutes are hereby approved. Announcements from members of council tonight. Have any announcements? Council Member Smiley.
Never mind. I'll hold it.
Council Member Cartier.
Yes, thank you. I have two honorary resolutions on item J this evening.
Thank you, Council Member. Introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 15012, amend the grants budget appropriated $500,000 from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserve to the Innovative Development Empowerment Area, IDEA, Home Buyer and Home Owner Rehabilitation Program Grant. Ordinance 15013, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees to revise the pay grade and rates of pay for the Chief of Emergency Medical Services. Ordinance 15014, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service managers and administrators represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, of the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO, affiliate Local 3109. Ordinance 15015 to amend the rates of pay for unclassified employees of County Council. Ordinance 15016 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, regarding clarification of the process for the abatement of taxes and penalties and the refund of property taxes and or sewer service charges.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. These ordinances will be voted upon at the next meeting, which is March the 10th, unless they are referred to a board or commission, whereby they will be voted on at a later date. I now hear committee reports. Finance Committee, Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, the Finance Committee met this afternoon at 1:35, discussed things on this evening's agenda, approved one grant. That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Cartier, anything more as co-chair?
No, sir.
Community Services, Councilmember Holland.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock. On our agenda, we had a discussion about an update on the Housing Trust Fund, which was established in 2008. And I'm pleased to realize that today we have over $600,000 in the Housing Trust Fund, which we dedicated to affordable housing for low-income residents of Newcastle County. We also had a discussion around the Innovative Development District. That item is being introduced tonight by Councilmember Diller and myself. It is an extension of the HIP program that we have in Newcastle County to assist with homeowner rehabilitation as well as home buyer programs. The final item on our agenda we discussed is Strong Neighborhoods Housing Fund allocation, which represents $500,000 from the state of Delaware. and the community of Garfield Park was designated to receive the bulk of those funds with the rehabilitation of 8 to 10 homes in the Garfield Park area.
Thank you, Councilmember Hollins. Councilmember Billy, have you had any on this co-chair?
No, I think that covers it.
Thank you. Land use, Councilman Moretta.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today at 2 o'clock, we had our meeting upstairs. We had one item actually on the agenda, which was Ordinance 15-0110, and it had to do with the International Code, which we adopted. And it had a lot of various items that were changed in there during the course of the past 3 years.
We need a paramedic here, please, quickly. Paramedic. Ken, we want to thank our paramedics, Chief Tan, and the medical people for expeditiously carrying out such professional care. Thank you, Chief. Give them a hand. Thank you, Chief. Let's give an additional hand to all of you and give them all a big hand. And applause for my young lady and her family. I believe she's being transported to the Wilmington Hospital at this time. We shall continue with the meeting. We were having a report from land use. Mr. Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll recap. We had an ordinance today that we spoke of about 2 o'clock, 15-010. It had to do with the International Code, and the council had a lot of good questions and suggestions today, and one of the suggestions that is going to go on the web that I'm pretty sure will, it has to do with Lisa Diller, Councilwoman Lisa Diller made a suggestion of the guarantees that the builders have and the homeowners up to 7 years that it can be shown whether they have 2 years left or 3 years left, and the people that are looking at the home can actually see what the guarantees are and what's left on it. And we had a discussion in that with George Haggerty. And our general manager was there to discuss another item, which had to do with the building structures. And that's about it.
Thank you, Councilman Warren. Councilman Tackett, anything to add, sir? Thank you. You're welcome. The executive committee, we met today, and we heard from a candidate for planning board, which will be voted on tonight. The discussion around a pay plan, and then we went into executive session to discuss a legal matter. Councilmember Hollins, do you have anything to add to that?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Consent calendar. Any member of council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment or discussion or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas, and they are available at the back of this room and online. Anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is a motion to accept the and approve the consent calendar.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Albert on achieving first place in the fourth grade fire prevention essay contest.
Resolution 15-044, Victoria Davy, first place in the 5th grade prevention essay contest. Resolution 15-045, Justin Ridler, first place in the 6th grade fire prevention essay contest. Resolution 15-046, Marina Kilter, achieving first place in the 7th grade fire prevention essay contest. Resolution 15-047, Anne Marie Capito, achieving first place in the 8th grade fire prevention essay contest. Resolution 15-048, honoring Chinese firefighter Mary Julian for his bravery and heroic life-saving actions. Resolution 15-049, sending the appointment of Linda Forrest of Philly to the Newcastle County Planning Board.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Renner?
Yes.
Mr.
Sheldon? Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yep.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Roll call roll 13? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Do we have any presentations tonight? Councilmember Cartier?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion to go out of order, suspend the rules, to hear a one of my resolutions tonight that I was going to do on item J, but because I have an honored guest here tonight, I'd like to make a presentation for that honored guest. So I'd like to make a motion to go out of order and suspend the rules.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it, Councilman.
Yes, I'd like resolution number 15-053 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Councilmember?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, and I'd like it noted in the record that Councilman Weiner is joining me in this resolution, which is certainly a time of celebration and honoring this great legal person in our state, the Honorable Jan R. Jordan, who is now, after a long and illustrious legal career, including the partner of Young Connolly, Stagger & Taylor, overseeing the Superior Mental Health Court. She's also a United States Army veteran and has now been named by Governor Markell as the first female president of the Delaware Superior Court. And I would hope that this resolution number 15-053 be passed by County Council.
Second.
Any comments or questions from Council? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Resolution 15-053 is approved. Thank you. Need a motion to, I'm sorry.
We'd like to have make a motion to go back into regular order of business.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Are you going to make the presentation to her?
Yes, sir, I am. We're now on the presentation part of the agenda.
Yes.
Are there other people that would like to make presentation?
Mr. Bell, would you?
Absolutely.
Would you yield or you want to go now?
We'll yield.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for you.
Yes, I'd like to ask that Judge Jordan and Councilman Weiner and Council President Bullard join me in the front.
Judge Jordan this evening, who is now been appointed by Governor
Chairman Bell?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. First of all, I'd like to recognize and thank all of our firefighters and emergency medical technicians, paramedics that are here this evening to take part in some of our presentations. And with that being said, our first resolution tonight will honor and commend firefighter Mun Nguyen from Christiana Fire Company. And so at this time, what I'd like to do is call firefighter Nguyen forward. President Bullock, Councilman Street, if you would assist with the presentation. And also, Michelle Nguyen, the firefighter's wife, Nancy McConnell, his mother-in-law, as well as we're joined with his parents this evening, and Chief Rich Perillo, Chief of the Christiana Fire Company, would also come forward.
Fortunate this evening to have our president of the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association, Wally Poppy, and also our president of our Newcastle County Volunteer Fire Chiefs Association, Eric Galey. If you would join us up here in with the presentation, we very much appreciate it. This resolution, 15048, is honoring and commending firefighter Mun Nguyen for his bravery and heroic life-saving actions. Whereas on January 25th, 2015, Mun Nguyen demonstrated incredible valor, courage, and bravery. He hurt a young girl, Unique Lindsay, age 8, who fell in an ice-covered pond screaming for help. And whereas Mun Nguyen is a full-time career firefighter at Howard County, Maryland Fire Department, and a long-time Christiana Fire Company volunteer firefighter and emergency technician, upon hearing the little girl scream, Mun began to utilize his swift water rescue training and knowledge. And whereas Mun Nguyen first taught a second girl, who was his sister, Kanika Lindsay, 15, off of the ice. Before he was able to put on the last of water rescue equipment, he saw Kanika disappear under the water. Then dove across the ice to grab her hand as his wife Michelle was pulling them to shore. He was breaking the ice with bare hands and arms while holding on to the little girl and reassuring her that everything would be okay. These tragic yet untimely heroic events took place in less than 5 minutes. Team effort, family effort, public service, firefighter, his wife, and his mother-in-law. Now therefore be it resolved by the County Council and for Newcastle County, Delaware, that Council hereby recognizes, honors, and commends Mun Nguyen for his heroic, fearless and greatest action in the rescue of this young victim. Ladies and gentlemen, firefighter Mun Nguyen.
Thank you.
appreciate everything you do in your full-time career as a career firefighter and volunteer. And we appreciate everything you do in your career and your fire department.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, and members of council,
We're going to recognize our 2014 Fire Prevention Poster and Fire Prevention Essay winners throughout New Castle County. We'd like to have us join us again up front. Wally Poppy, President of New Castle County Volunteer Firefighter Association, President of the New Castle County Volunteer Fire Chiefs, Eric Haley, and Chairman Frank Gant, Chairman of the County Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board. Patty Carnivelli, Joe Mullen. Patty's from Mill Creek Fire Company, Joe Mullen from Goodwill of Newcastle. And they chair and have chaired for a number of years the Fire Safety Education and Life Safety Committee. This evening we will be presenting resolutions from County Council. Kindergarten up through the third grade for posters, and just read you the titles and how meaningful it is identify things in the home that will burn you, dangers of matches, lighters, and smoking material, knowing how to escape from a fire, and identifying home fire hazards. When we take a look at fires in general throughout America, some 1,300,000 fires occur each year. Over 3,000 fire deaths throughout the United States of America each year, and injuries of 17,500 is just the estimate, with a total property loss of $11.7 billion. We applaud the efforts of Patty and Joe, our fire service leadership, for working with our schools. And with that being said, what we're going to do is call each of the recipients forward. Their district county councilman will present the resolution to them. And we have also with us this evening parents and teachers, principals from the various schools participated. So we'd like to call up at this time Gianna Plumley, St. Peter the Apostle. Her parents, Jody Ann, is here this evening. Teacher, principal, Mrs. Kathy Morrison. Miss Paula Ryan is the principal. Kathy Morrison, teacher, from the Goodwill Fire Company District. And if there's any representatives of Goodwill Fire Company, if one of the representatives, and I know Joe Mullen is actually from the Goodwill Fire Company. Kristen Jaco, St. John the Beloved. Paul and Angela Jaco, parents. Mrs. Dawson is the teacher. Mr. Hart, the principal. From the Mill Creek Fire Company, Councilman Tim Sheldon, if you'd join us up front. Mm-hmm. Christina Panias, Brandywine Springs. Stacy and John Panias, parents. Ms. Teresa O'Connor, teacher. Ms. Stephanie Armstrong, principal. From the Mill Creek Fire District, Councilman Sheldon. And if we have a member of the Mill Creek Fire Company that would like to come forward, okay, we already have that. We have Dylan Ortega, Christ the Teacher School, Rachel and Eduardo Ortega, parents, Mrs. Mary Pat Phelan, and Liz Phillips, teachers, and Sister Laverne King, principal, from the Etna Hose Hook and Ladder Fire District, Councilman Tackett also. So if you'd join us up front.
Firefighters Association, K through
third grade fire prevention poster contest. Says a lot for the parents, says a lot for the school, says a lot for the fire department. So at this time we'll present, and I think Karen, you've got your own counsel. Next would be Christian Jocko, Tim Shelton, Tim Shelton. Christina is next. Councilman Shelton. Dylan Ortego is Councilman Tackett. And unfortunately, Pierre Johnson had to leave earlier due to the medical emergency that occurred, but we did see that they got the award and everything from the town. So, ladies and gentlemen, we can't say enough about the school, the children, and the children. And we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Topics of the essay ran from fourth grade up to eighth grade. What would you do if your clothes catch fire? And these are essays. Fire safety in the kitchen, outdoor fire safety, my responsibilities in the event of a fire, where am I caring for others, and know how to escape the fire in a building other than your home. We have with us this evening Christopher Albert, St. John the Beloved, Allison and Nick Albert, parents, Ms. Mary Beth Connell, teacher, Mr. Richard Hart, principal, from the Mill Creek Fire District, and we have Councilman Tim Shelton. We have with us this evening Victoria Davis, All Saints, Donna Davies is with us this evening, Patricia Addicks, and Mrs. Diana Thompson from the Elsner Fire District. And if Representative Ellisner would want to come forward, Councilor Retta, if you please join us. We have Justin Rigler, Brandywine Springs. Michelle and Jeff Rigler are here this evening. Ms. Diane Zutz Cummings, teacher. Ms. Stephanie Armstrong, principal, from the Mill Creek Fire District, and also Councilor Shelton. Marina Pilger, Holy Angels. Lauren Pilger is here this evening. We have Ms. Kelly Strawbridge, teacher. Mrs. Barbara Snively, principal, from the Etna Hose Hooking Ladder Fire District, also in Councilman Shelton's district. I think Tim is kind of cleaning house here this evening.
Yeah, really.
District Council first. Anna Marie Pepetta, St. John the Beloved. Elizabeth and Francis Pepetta. Mrs. Mena O'Brien Roche, the teacher, and Mr. Richard Hart, principal from the Mill Creek District, and also Councilman Shelton. And then, last but not least, we have Madeline Sudamac, Newark Charter Intermediate. Karen and John Sudamac, her parents are here this evening. Mr. Matthew Mathias, teacher. Mr. Jesse Wakeman, principal, from the Etna Hose Hooking Ladder Fire Department, and Councilwoman Dillon. Thank you. Rita, Anna Marie, and also Councilman Jones. Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm on the board. And we have Madeline Sudemack. Okay. We have Councilwoman Lisa Diller, Newark Carter, intermediate, and her parents, Karen and Helen Sudemack here. And so we're going to grab everybody together and try to get a group picture.
Help yourself.
We congratulate the children. We congratulate their parents, their teachers, and we congratulate our volunteer fire service for such a wonderful program.
Well managed, Councilor. Getting better at it. Yeah.
A lot of work there.
Once again, Mr. President, if we could, just a round of applause for all the recipients.
Round of applause for everyone, please. Thank you. Job well done, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, sir.
And he was up all night typing.
Mr. President, if you can indulge me just for one more second here.
Yes.
Too often we forget, and I think that I actually, my legislative aide has, I think, pretty much been titled the Resolution Queen. I'm not the king, but she certainly does a tremendous job each year with these resolutions and other resolutions and tributes throughout the year. So how about a round of applause for my legislative aide, Karen Barlow.
Where is Karen? Did she leave? She's done.
She's working on next year.
Next year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Consideration resolution removed from the consent calendar of the resolutions, R15-050, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R15-050 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Resolution 15050, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for the Department of Public Safety for purchase of software products, First Watch Plus, 1 year additional maintenance.
You're not going to
amount of
$140,000. Okay. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this will provide our computer aided dispatch system, the CAD, with real time monitoring of incidents as they're entered. Coming from our priority dispatch software program, and so basically what this will do is it will give us real time. We'll be able to, those in 911 center off will be able to tell if there's a trend materializing as the calls come in, so it will allow our public safety to be more efficient.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
R15-050 is approved. R15-051. I move that R15-051 be read by title only and placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15051, approving revised position descriptions for police sergeant, senior police sergeant, police lieutenant, senior police lieutenant, police captain, police major, deputy chief of police, and chief of police pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26.03.105F.
As per title, Madam Clerk. Any comment from council or questions? Public comment. I'm sorry. One comment or question. Councilmember Diller?
I have to say, I came prepared to vote against this. I can't vote against it after that. And Mr. Dunn, if you arranged that, that was well done. But I know it's what the paramedics do. But I'm going to make a stipulation here. If any of these come before us again, this is what I need to vote for it. One is, they can't begin before the beginning of the new fiscal year. We can't have all of these resolutions and ordinances coming through after the budget process. There has to be some kind of organization here. And secondly, I need a fiscal note that's a real fiscal note. If I don't know where the money's coming from, I'm not going to vote for it. So this one gets a pass, but not one more. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Diller. Any other comments or questions? Councilmember Kilpatrick and Street, in that order, please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm supporting this. As I read the resolution, it is for description changes. The fiscal note says that there is no discernible change in this year or the years beyond. I believe that we discussed this about a year ago, that we needed to update some of the job descriptions for those within the police department. But as Councilwoman Diller said, when we get into the pay plan and rates, that we, I believe, have a major flaw, and we can discuss this with the next ordinance, but I believe we have a major flaw in how we're doing this, and I, too, am not accepting of how these have been coming across.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Street?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. I had said the last time something comparable to this came up that I would never vote for any of them until we did right by our own. But it's difficult, if not impossible, for me to be co-chair of public safety and not support public safety. And the other is, Councilman Smalley does have something in that's been introduced, which I hope he'll let me support, that may take care of this. So I'm going to go forward with this and do right by public safety. Reiterate the concern that we're not taking care of ours while we take care of everybody else.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Council, anyone else wants to weigh in? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
R15-051 is approved. Moving on to ordinances, ordinance 15-006. I move that ordinance 15-006 be read by title only and placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 1500, amend the pay plan and rights of pay to classified service emergency services personnel represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 American Federation. State, County, and Municipal Employees Act, and the American Federation of Labor and Congress, and the Justice of Organization, AFL-CIF, appeal at Local 3911.
Put title, Madam Clerk. Council. Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, President Bullock, I'm not going to belabor the issue and be redundant. I'm just going to go on the record. I'm not going to be supporting this evening. And for those that may listen to this recording, those listening to my vote, before you mischaracterize my vote, I urge you to listen to the Finance Committee recording on Council website for February 24, 2015, and you'll have all of my reasoning there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilmember Diller and Street.
As my colleague, Councilman Retta, likes to say, ditto with my comments from the last resolution.
Mr. Street,
had to look any further than what happened right here, and there's no way in the world I can't support this and whatever else they ask for.
Thank you, Mr. Street.
Excuse
me. Councilmember Sheldon and Bell. 48.
Ditto to Ms. Diller. I had all intentions of not voting for this when I came down, and that had to happen. I mean, that unfortunately showed what we have. But I just want to go on the record for all the general managers that come before our budget, and instead of reading line by line with the books that they present us, they come out now to say if their contracts are up, if they've been negotiated, on what is different from last year and what they're adding, so we don't have to come through this halfway through. We know what the contracts are. I understand that this contract was supposedly signed after we had our budget hearings, but that's no excuse this year that we should know instead of going through. Actually, some of it's monotonous. I'm going to be honest with you when we listen to the same stuff. 100 employees, 102. And it goes on. But what of substance is what has to be done this year? It would shorten it up and ask more questions from council so we don't have to go through this ever again. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
I wholeheartedly agree with comments of my fellow council members on the fiscal note. I think that it would behoove human resources as well as our administration when they send over things that have been passed in negotiations and our collective bargaining agreements. I don't think it's asking too much to have the fiscal note, fiscal impact, and where the funds are going to come from. But I, too, as we all do, have the highest regard for our advanced life support personnel, our paramedics, our 911 emergency communications personnel. And I think that all of us on council will remember the fact that as part of the negotiations, as part of what was presented, is to create career development, longevity in the department, and sustain the organization in the future as folks retire and everything. So there's no doubt in my mind that this ordinance is warranted and well-deserved. But I also would agree with the fiscal note. These things should not be coming before council without the financial piece.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. I believe Mr. Screed had his hand up.
No, sir.
Someone else had their hand up. I'm sorry. Mr. Cartier.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I'm not going to restate everything that people have stated, except to add that we need to have a clear path for our 911 operators to sustain their operation, to give career enrichment to that very critical county function and for the personnel involved. But the budget discipline and the accountability of the funds is really also just as critical in my mind. And I want to support this. I want to help our 911 center and provide a rich career path for people there. But we've got to have accountability for where the revenues are coming from. And I know that our finance and personnel experts can do that, and they should do it.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. As most of you know, I've been very outspoken on this issue for many, many months. We saw one of the first pay plan and rate ordinance come before us just a couple of months after we went through the budget last year. There is no reason that you don't know as a department what you are looking at and what may come before you, and that you have the ability to at least justify when you're making your presentation that these items may be coming before us, but they aren't figured out exactly at that time, or build it into your budget and then revise your budget and take it out if you don't need it. I feel that our system here is very, very flawed. We have ordinances with fiscal notes coming before us sometimes that go down to the dollar amount for the next 3 years, what it will make a difference in this fiscal year, the next fiscal year, and the one after that. If you can do that on some of the ordinances, you can do that on all of the ordinances. I don't like the fact that we talk about taking money from other departments. I don't like the fact that they come in mid-session. Here we are. It's almost March in a few days, and we are going into budget hearings at the end of March. Certainly, all of these departments know what they want for the next year. I understand that this is a negotiation that went on prior to this, but I think that as a council and in the fiscal responsibility that we have towards the citizens, that we have a right to know that these things are going on and what the impact may be. And as was said in committee this afternoon, if you said you were going to take it out of the reserves up front with it, I understand that we have to use the reserves. I understand that the reserves can't get beyond a certain point. I can take that. I can't take this coming in saying, oh, we're just going to take money from any department. I guess it was the last meeting we had, I voted against something that had to do with the paramedics and a description for the same type of reason. I felt very, very bad doing that. I feel very bad thinking that I am going to vote against this tonight. But I think that as a council person, I have a responsibility to look at the whole picture. As much as I never want to vote against public safety, and I believe that they should have every tool that they ever that we could ever give them, I think that we as a county are broken when it comes to how we are looking at our funding. And my responsibility, I feel, is to look at this as a whole and how it affects everything, because it really is one pot of money. When you take away from one to give to another, somebody is suffering in the end for that. So unfortunately, I am most likely, unless I change my mind in the next 30 seconds or so, not going to vote for this, but not because I don't believe that it's deserved and not because I don't believe that this was negotiated in good faith, but I believe that we have a broken system and I don't understand how we will get it fixed if somebody doesn't stand up for that.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Pro Tem Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would agree with all of my colleagues that have spoken about our process here and the timing of what is going on. At the same time, I think that while the process is broken, as members have said, and I believe that the fiscal note could certainly be a lot better than what we're receiving here, which seems to be a standard note on so many pieces of this legislation, I think just a little bit more creativity from our finance department will help us with that. We had a similar problem early on with the title of ordinances as relates to finances and allocations, and we were able to fix that. But my real concern here is that we don't penalize the wrong people. It just seems to me that the local who has come before council more than a couple of years ago to establish and create a career ladder, and after so many different steps and iterations of that, finally got to a point where they followed all of the procedures to the letter. They did everything that they were asked to do. They even bargain in good faith in a timely fashion to meet certain deadlines imposed by the administration. So I think that as we go forward to straighten out the process, that we don't create collateral damage to individuals that had nothing to do with that process, but are providing the service to the residents in Newcastle County. And I'm just reminded of what happened during the housing crisis in this country when the people who created the crisis were rewarded. And the people who were victims of the crisis, quite frankly, end up being penalized because now they can't get mortgages. So I think we need to be very careful in how we target our response, and that we are making certain that the people that are responsible for the process, that they fix the process. The people that are beneficiaries because of the hard work that they have done, that they do not become the victims.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. Mr. Smiley, I see your hand.
Yeah, I know I wasn't going to say anything else, but I just want to make it very clear. I raised the issue concerning this legislation, this very piece, in public session 2 weeks ago. Over and over. I referred to it. I read it into the record. Finance, everyone was there. There was 2 weeks. This administration cared about concerns regarding the fiscal note that a substitute could have been drafted and sent over and fixed this problem. Problem is, that I think this council has, there are members of the executive staff that don't feel they have to worry about how this council feels or what they want, because they're going to get what they want. But the bottom line is, there were 2 weeks' notice. We could have worked together to fix this, but there was no outreach. I'm available 24/7. There was no outreach to say, hey, Smiley, we know you had an issue with it. What do you think will work? Not they had to call me. They could have called any of the other 12 members. Nobody did. Nobody did. And they're still not going to. And in 2 weeks, there will be two more pieces identical to this come before council. That's it.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley, of the council. Any comments? I'm going to support this legislation. However, I think the administration needs to hear very clearly and loudly serious and deep concerns of this council related to these pay plans. And I'm hoping in the future we will see some change in the process. Madam Clerk, please call if there's no public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Howell.
Yes.
Mr. Patrick.
No.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Schultz.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
No.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reveals 11 yes.
Ordinance 14-006 is approved. Ordinance 15-007, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President.
Yes.
Move that ordinance 15-007. Do that by title only. Placed before council was consideration adopt.
Second.
Amendment grant to budget appropriate monetary value of 400 donated laptops, $512,800 for the local law enforcement, 400 laptop computers, grant to the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Bond, I mean Mr. Street. Per title. Council, any comments or questions? Any public comment? Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
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 Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr.
Wine?
Yes.
Mr. President,
roll call bill 13-007. Ordinance 15-007 is approved. Ordinance 15-008. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that ordinance number 15-008 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 15-008, an act to amend section 2.03.004 of the Newcastle County Code to change the fees for the recorder of deeds of Newcastle County.
Mr. Smart.
Yes, this ordinance, if adopted, will raise the fees for filing certain documents and also increase the technology fee within the recorder of deeds office as of April 1, 2015. An evaluation and comparison has been done to surrounding areas, and this will basically bring us up near the fees that are being charged and keep up with the pace of other recorder deeds offices.
Council, public comment? Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call bill 15-008. Ordinance 15-008 is approved. Ordinance 15-009, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
I move that ordinance 15-009 be read by title only and placed before council for its approval.
Second.
Ordinance 15-009, debate tax penalty on 247.
Councilmember?
Thank you. As discussed in committee today, this is a property owner that received his tax bill, sent it in on August 30th, 2014, a month before the actual due date, did not know until he received a second bill on October 21st that the county had not received his payment. At that point, he had about $142 penalty that was related to that. He then paid the tax bill but did not pay the penalty. We've looked through this. My aide has gone over this and believes that it fit into some of the sections of the code where this could have been administratively abated by the CFO. It was not, and therefore I'm bringing it to council for abatement. We have documentation from the bank that there were sufficient funds in his account to pay this. We have a copy of the check that he paid to the bank to stop payment. So we know that you wouldn't stop payment if you didn't write the check, because you have to pay something to stop the payment. I see, you know, too many of these coming through my office. We had legislation a while back that I thought took care of some of the loopholes, I'm going to say, for lack of a better term, in when administratively these could be abated. That has not happened. Some of the clarification obviously isn't clear enough, and we're going back and looking at that and going to make it more clear, and had a long discussion on that today in council. So at any rate, I would ask that we abate the penalty for this constituent with our vote on 15-009.
Council? Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know that the councilwoman is not looking for character witnesses here tonight, but I happen to know this particular property owner, and I could say that he is perhaps the most meticulous person I've ever known in my entire life. I cannot believe that this person would knowingly not pay these taxes. I had the opportunity to work with him during my years at DuPont when he was a research technician there. And this is a person that you would walk up to his laboratory and just really get angry because you wonder how he kept it so clean, how you're doing any research in a place like this. But this is a person that I've known for a number of years, and I cannot imagine him not doing what was required of him to do. And I think that the evidence that Councilwoman Kilpatrick has brought forward has met that burden of proof. But I just wanted to add that little character piece to it because I do know this person.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I appreciate the research that's been done by Councilwoman Kilpatrick's office. I think it's important to make a record here, and she's done so, so I'm comfortable supporting this.
Thank you, Councilman. You have a councilman to weigh in. Public comment. Senator, no, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Michelle?
Yes.
Smiley?
Yes.
Yes.
Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Minor?
Yes.
Ordinance 15-009 is approved. Ordinance 15-010. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have Ordinance 15-010 placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number one to Ordinance 15-010, provides the Tessa County Code Chapter 6 Buildings and Building Regulations.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you. We had a discussion on this today, which I brought up earlier on in land use, but with that, I'd like to. I'm not going to name any names in land use who worked on this because I might miss someone, but land use has been working on this for a long time, and I had a few discussions with them about different things. And one of the changes that was made for the sprinklers was optional. So it is not mandatory or suggested that you had to have it. It is optional now that the home builders can bring to the homeowners who are buying their homes. So I had another, if anyone has any questions, some of the people from land use are here.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I just want to say that there were several questions asked during this discussion, and that Mr. Hagerty has sent an email out, and he has answered those questions between the committee meeting and now.
Thank you. Mr. Hagerty, would you like to add anything? Thank you. Council, anything else? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Yes.
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 Mr. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr.
Lattis?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Smiley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call
is
11 yes, 1 no, 1
correct. Ordinance 15-010 is approved. Ordinance 15-011. I believe Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. I ask that Ordinance 15-011 be read by title and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 15-011 provides for the installation of Arlington street lights in the Woodland Park subdivision located at 100 Emperor Light Tax Basin across the street lights.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes, it's as per title. I'd just like to add the comment that the president of the Woodland Parks Civic Association, Scott Riley, has worked diligently to to get the names of the community members to sign off on the petition, and done a great job at leading the community for lights in this older community.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Councilman Cartier.
I can only say that I can appreciate what Councilman Warren has just said about taking the existing community, getting the work together with a petition to get street lighting. I went through a similar situation in my district, and believe me, this is a monumental task.
Council, anyone else want to weigh in? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Gibbard?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Packet?
Yes.
Yes.
Ordinance 15-011 is approved. Item J, do we have any honorary resolutions or graduatory?
Mr. President, I have.
Councilman Cartier.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like resolution number 15-052, read by title only, placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's with my great celebration and privilege to bring before you tonight a resolution that I hope to present on March 9th to the Town of Bellefonte Town Commission meeting. The Town of Bellefonte is celebrating 100 years of existence, being incorporated through the state of Delaware in March 9th, 1915. And in those years, the town of Bellefonte has gone through a tremendous amount of growth. It was originally a trolley car suburb. And the trolley car connected Wilmington through that part of Brandywine 100 and actually ride it all the way to Philadelphia and Darby, Pennsylvania. And the symbol of the town is the trolley car. And in the last decade or so, the town commission has made tremendous strides improving your town park. You think our budget is sound? You should see this town of Bellefonte's budget. They do a really fantastic job. They provide municipal waste collection. They plow the streets. We provide local code enforcement and policing for them, and that's part of their local service function. So we're going to have a really special evening. You all are invited. March 9th, it's going to take place at the Brandywine 100 Fire Company. We are going to have a reception starting at 6 o'clock, followed by a special session of the Town Commission on the 100th anniversary of their incorporation as a town. The other thing I wanted to also talk about is that there is an intimate and tight relationship between the Town of Bellefonte and the Brandywine 100 Fire Company. And for all these years, this tight relationship has built that community and made it a strong and enduring place that it is today. And it's been my great pleasure to represent them over the last decade and bringing this resolution forward. For your approval, I will present this to the Town Commission on March 9th in the evening, and if folks are available and want to come out, please come out.
Councilman, I'd like to be added to this.
Yes, you're welcome as a co-sponsor as well, Council President Bullock, Councilman Wine, if you'd like to be part of that. Anybody would like to be?
Prior district constituents, I'd be pleased and honored to join you.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you, council members. Council, on the way in, any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Reed?
Yes.
Yes.
R 15-052 is approved. R 15-054, Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that resolution number 15-054 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Councilman?
Yes, the 5th District has just lost a great person and a friend to students and neighbors. Steve Dental was just a really great guy, and it's quite a loss for the community. As you can see, he did many things, and many of us never knew that he had been designated a Prince and Village Notable for his work on water projects in Cameroon. So he will be greatly missed by his family and friends.
Council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. 15-054 is approved. We do have an emergency ordinance, ordinance 15-001. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that emergency ordinance number 15-001 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we discussed in committee this afternoon, executive committee, and is very well known throughout this county, that we have recently had a eruption of violent crime throughout Newcastle County, recently ranging from the shooting at the Rose Hill Community Center to the murder of a man in his home in William Penn Village, and other violent crime that has occurred in Newcastle County neighborhoods. The purpose of this emergency ordinance this evening is such that we feel that these violent crimes present public emergency affecting the immediate health, property, lives, and public peace of Newcastle County citizens. Our law enforcement, our county police, and our leadership of the county police have done a tremendous job through the years, and they continue to do a tremendous job. They not only need the help, continued help of this county council, but they need the help of our citizens in coming forward with this particular criminal activity and provide information so that they can assist with helping to solve some of these violent crimes. As such, our county police has created a rewards program to encourage provision of any information that would prevent and solve these violent crimes, and they feel that that's essential to encourage folks to come forward and provide information. This particular ordinance will appropriate $10,000 from our County Council Contingency Fund and be moved into the grants budget for this purpose of our county police. I think if there's any one message that we want to send, not only to the families who have experienced this violent crime in their families and loss in their families, but the message has to resonate from this council loud and clear that this council, our county government as a whole, our law enforcement agency, and excellent county police department, we will not accept nor will we tolerate this type of violent criminal activity here in Newcastle County. We will do everything humanly possible to work in concert with our communities, our community officials, our county police department, and our government as a whole. This is both necessary and it's needed. We need not wait any longer. This needs to be done now, Mr. President. With that, I'd like to ask Co-Chair Street to make comment before you open it to the rest of the floor, please.
Yes, Mr. Bell. Mr. Street,
Mr. President, I'm going to be brief. I go from being emotionally charged as I was this afternoon because it hurts so bad to being simply enraged. But there's no way somebody should be able to walk into a community center and kill somebody and still be walking the street. There's no way somebody should go to a party with high school kids and just start shooting and still be walking the street. Just before the incident in Rose Hill out of William Penn Village, early in the morning, you go into an apartment complex that's in proximity to two schools. So you killed somebody, you put that apartment complex in that situation, and you impacted two schools that had to be put on immediate lockdown. These kind of people can't be walking the streets. And the experience I have is that when you put reward money up, folks would talk. Those who couldn't see, all of a sudden could see. Folks who couldn't hear, all of a sudden can hear. And if that's what it takes, then that's what it takes. And that's where we are. It just can't be business as usual. And the recommendation that reward money go into the public safety budget, not only what we're going to do tonight, but it go into the public safety budget. We're sending a message. It ain't going to be business as usual in Newcastle County. And if you use a gun and you kill somebody in Newcastle County, we're going to do everything we can to get you off the street.
Thank you, Council. Council, want to weigh in? Anyone else? Council Member Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We talked at length this afternoon about the press conference that was held and how unique it was. And I think that the message for that press conference was a call to the community. Although we saw the face of the victims, every one of them stood up there and asked their community to come forward and to say something. And I know in the speech that you gave and everyone else that spoke, the mantra of the day was basically, if you saw something, say it. And I think that we need to put it on the record tonight that that is what we're asking, and we are supporting that by giving this $10,000 as a reward and looking forward to placing something within a budget line so that we have a sustainable income for that type of thing, so that when these heinous crimes happen, that we have some leverage, some extra leverage to try and get people to come forward. I think quoting one of the victims, the wife of one of the men that was killed, when she said, "My fairy tale has turned to crap." I think that just summarized what everyone there was feeling that day.
Thank you. Council, anyone else want to weigh in? Public comment? I would, before we hear the vote, we've had disagreement on the other pieces of legislation. However, I request that we vote as a unified voice on this particular legislation to send a message. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Powell?
Yes.
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Any public comment? Anything on the other?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And good night.